Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you worldwide. God bless all of you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Line where we've come to give God praise and adoration. Thank God for what he did on last night and on yesterday on the prayer line and on the blog line. Oh, my Lord. Last night was so much praise that went up to the Lord. And we thank him for what he's done. This is a time when we come together all around the world to give God adoration. You know, this is a time that God is calling his people together, saying, come together. The enemy is trying to unite and trying to destroy the church, destroy God's work. God wants his people to come together to completely destroy the enemy. You know, in heaven, when Satan tried to raise his head there in heaven, God called on his angels and sent them out, and they united together and kicked the enemy out of heaven, and all of his angels went with him. What can be done when God's people unite together? So much can be done. Let's go to God in prayer this morning, worship him and praise him. God, thank you. Now you're so wonderful, so ultra awesome, so ultra phenomenal. We do praise you, give you the glory for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do. Oh, no wonder David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we just thank you for the scripture. We just praise you for all things that you've done. We know that you're watching everything. For your word says in Proverbs 15 and 3-7, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil. God, we just praise you and thank you for all the many blessings that you're bringing. How you have your people, Lord, how you have them. Oh, my God. And you're watching over your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and for everything that you're doing through the anointing, destroying every yoke. Praise you for it. We lift you up. Thank you for being a heart fixer and a mind regulator, for giving us so much love, so much joy, hope. I mean, our shepherd, our leader, and our guide. Oh, God, thank you for it. We ask you to forgive us for every sin, sin of commission, and sins of omission. We just bless your holy name. Take over the line, Lord, and let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. So comfort us, Lord, with your love. So comfort us with your peace. And so comfort us with your joy. And we love you. We're so amazed at what you do. How you do it. So amazed at how you bring us out in so many ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We bless your holy name. We praise you. We'll give you all the glory, all of the adoration, all of the praise. Thank you. Yeah. Glory, 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 glory. We glorify you. And we bless your holy name today. Now, Lord, be with us. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load. Give us grace and give us mercy. Bind the enemy who comes to sift your people like wheat. The blood of Jesus is against him. The resurrection blood of Jesus stands against him, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. and we appreciate everything. The Lord, help those who are less fortunate than we are, those who need food supplied, those who need clothing supplied, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those who need your blessings in any way, supply them, Lord, by the enemy, those less fortunate, Lord, on the street, those less fortunate in foreign countries, those less fortunate, Lord, who are under bridges, the less fortunate in prisons, in every way, Lord, we pray that you help them and bless them, Lord, and take care of them. And there's some in prison, Lord, who are innocent. Oh, God, help their mind. And I pray that you help them get out of prison in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing that destroys all yokes. Destroy that yoke there, Lord. And we bless you and give you the glory and adoration. Now, thank you again and again and again for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing. We do give you the glory, give you the praise, and we thank you for everything, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray this prayer for your glory. Thank God. Thank God, thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Bless you all on the prayer line. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm speaking to all of y'all. Amen. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
God bless you. Amen.
Good morning.
And speak to the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, Lord. Yes. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Jesus. Good morning.
That sounds mighty good. Amen. Amen. So much he's done for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I just want to ask y'all, amen, I want you to take a moment and think about just one thing that he's done for you since yesterday. Amen. Can you just tell me one thing? I'm telling you, he's done thousands of things for you. But can you name just one thing he's done out of thousands? Amen.
Yes.
I want to open the line here. I want you to think about it for a moment. I want to open the line here. And I just want you to name just one thing he's done for you. Out of the thousands he's done. Have you recognized just one thing he's done? You know, it's not a good thing for somebody to be so good to you. So good to you. And you can't even name one thing that he's done for you. And he's done thousands. That's not a good thing. But I was wondering if you could name one. Amen. I'm opening the line up here. The line is open to you.
913 Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning.
Good morning.
My neck wasn't able to turn yesterday to the right. And this morning when the Lord opened my eyes, my neck was able to turn to the right, so I thank and praise him for that.
Thank God, thank God, thank,
thank
God.
God. Thank you.
Somebody else up in there and tell me one thing.
This is Betty in Kansas City. God watched for me all through the night and woke me up this morning in my right mind. I praise him for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. This is Sister Lucille. And I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, and I thank you for all his blessings and all the things that he has done for me and a roof over me and my children's head. God bless you.
Oh, thank God, Jesus, for you.
Yes.
That's good. Oh. Amen. Anybody else? Give me one thing he's done for you.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning in my right mind and take me through all day yesterday and give me peace of mind. I'm just grateful. And for my children and my family. And I thank God for the prayer line. May God bless you.
My God. Thank God for you, Mother. Thank God for you. All right, anybody else? And just tell me one thing you've done Amen. I want to call on about 5 or 6 people. Just tell me one thing and you're done. Amen.
Good morning,
right.
Esther Jones, 314. He woke me up this morning and kept me breathing all night long. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Is there anybody else? What about?
Morning.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, no, no. You go ahead.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. God woke me up this morning, and I'm able to walk, and my legs feel very well. I have, well, anyway, my legs are great. God is good.
My.
Thank you.
Did anybody move your arms and you recognize God bless you to move your arms? Did anybody blink and you recognize he let you blink? Can you hear me now? And you recognize that God let you have the gift of hearing this morning? Anybody feel your heart and realize that God let your heart beat all night long over 100,000 times? Oh, my God. Anybody speaking this morning, say the word and recognize that God let you speak this morning? Amen. All these other things that he does for you. All right, I want about 4 or 5 more people to tell me one thing you've done. Mother Wilson, Roshan the Tombs, amen. Geraldine Garnett, all of y'all. Brother Darden, thinking about him. Pastor Hagen, God bless you. All of y'all. What about Ambassador Wild Zane Cobb? All y'all, Ambassador Stith, all about all of y'all. What has the Lord done for y'all? Amen.
Ambassador Johnson, Texas, area code 325. Thank God for allowing me to wake up this morning. He's giving me strength in my body for the activities in my limbs. Hold them over my mind. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody else.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Watson Cobb in Texas, area code 832. And yesterday my back was just hurting and I was in bed all day. But today I'm able, after getting prayer on the block line last night, I'm able. There's still some pain there, but not as sharp as he was, as it was. So God is so good. God is so good and worthy to be praised.
Beautiful. All right.
Amen. Amen. Ambassador.
All right. One of y'all go. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ambassador. Darden. Amen. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Ambassador Darden in Michigan. I thank the Lord for just giving me a mind to move. But He woke me up. I laid in the bed this morning, just laid there for a while, just, I don't know, just appreciating the fact that I guess that he woke me up. So I thank the Lord for waking me up. I thank the Lord for giving me a mind to get on the prayer line this morning also. And I just thank the Lord for the prayers of the saints.
All right. Great. Thank you. Somebody else.
Good morning. This is Rashonda Tones. Thank you for waking me up this morning and keeping me breathing.
All right. Good. Someone else.
Ambassador Jolene Garnett, I thank God for how he blessed me with good, strong, healthy life.
Thank you. Good. Someone else? Just naming just one thing. What has he done for you? He's done thousands of things for you. Thousands. I'm just trying to get y'all off. You know, I know the old saint said he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Amen. I want you to think of some of the other things that he's done for you. we know he woke you up. You're on the line. But thank God that some of y'all been having problems. Yet the Lord has touched you and blessed you and brought you. You ought to be able to name out of the thousands of things that he did for you on 24 hours here that you ought to be able to name at least one thing that he did for you out of the thousands. It's a terrible thing for somebody to be so good to you and you can't even recognize the things that he's done for you. Amen. That doesn't encourage him to keep on blessing you. He keeps on blessing you with thousands of things a day and you can't even recognize one. Oh, my God. Somebody else, give me about two or three more.
Amen. This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah, 801. I just want to thank the Lord for how he spared my granddaughter's life and kept me, too, when I had that fall. So I just want to thank him for that
thank
and
you.
How he's healing us.
That's beautiful. All right. Anyone else?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Edna Christopher in Odessa, Texas. I was just thinking on how in 2014 you asked us to make a list, January, of 10 things you wanted the Lord to do for us. And on my list was that I wanted to have my own place because I had been living with my parents. I didn't say where, but the Lord has blessed me with a beautiful place in Odessa, Texas, and it's all God's doing.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Amen.
Good morning.
Someone else. Something that God has done. Good morning. Can't quite hear you.
Can you hear me?
We hear you better now. Go ahead.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Wow.
Area code 325. I just want to thank Watson for bringing me to this prayer line. I mean, this prayer line has really been a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank my family, my mom and my dad. My dad is gone to be with the Lord, but I still have my mother. And thank God I had wonderful parents.
Beautiful.
And I love my brothers and I love my sister. And we just need to be thankful for everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's my praise report.
Right. God bless you. Be encouraged. Right. Someone else. I'm asking y'all to name just one thing that he did for you between yesterday and today. I want you to realize that God has been mighty, mighty, mighty good to y'all.
Yes.
It really has.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ought to be able to name something that he's done for you.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God as Ambassador Charlotte Gray on how he continues to keep me on the dangerous highways with my children.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Anyone else?
This is Sean Hall. I just want to thank him for just keeping me in my right mind.
Thank God for you. You're growing, Sister Sean, and I thank God for you. Keep on growing. Thanking for what he's done for you. Anybody recognize that God has been mighty, mighty, mighty good to you? Amen. My God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. I just wanted to, off the cuff here, just prove that fact to you, that he's done mighty, mighty things for you that you ought to think about sometimes. let you have your big toes. Do you know if you didn't have your big toes, you get up to walk, you would fall over? Notice how you use your big toes to balance yourself to keep from falling flat on your face. If you didn't have them, you would fall over flat on your face, probably break your nose. God knew what he was doing. Then he gave you arms. If you didn't have any arms, you wouldn't hardly be able to do nothing. You couldn't pick up. You would balance yourself from your left to right. Some of y'all would have fell over to your right and just busted your side, probably. Fell over to your left, busted your side without your arms. And if you didn't have your heels, then you would have fallen over. How do you think you balance yourself when you're leaning backwards? Your heels help you to lean backwards. You would fall over and bust your head. In the back of your head, probably kill yourself. Just simply because you didn't have your heels. Suppose you had your arms and you didn't have your fingers. You couldn't pick up a dime without your fingers. All the intricate things. You couldn't pick up a fork to eat. You'd have to eat like a beast, unless somebody else fed you with a spoon or a fork. Suppose you didn't have eyes. You'd be walking around blind, bumping your head. It'd be a terrible, terrible thing if you didn't have eyes. Or even if you had eyes, but you didn't have eyelids. You know, people without eyelids, they can't blink their eyes. And when can't blink their eyes, somehow they go blind without the eyelids. And if you can't blink your eyes, and without you being able to blink, your eyes would dry out. See, the blinking moistens your eyes. If you weren't able to blink, your eyes would become dry, and then the eyelids would cause kind of like sandpaper over your eyes. After a while, you go blind. God knew what he was doing. And without your ear sockets, yeah. Don't you realize that the ears up there help to focus the sound inside your ears so you can hear correctly? Without that, you'd be in trouble. But then I'm proving that he's done thousands of things for you. The blinking alone. Most people blink around 1,200 times a day. That's over 1,000. Most people speak thousands of words a day. Thousands. Most people, your heart beats 72 times a minute. That equals out to about 105,000 times a day, your heart beats. If your heart stopped just 100 of those, 100,000, you'd be dead right now. God let your name be off that list where death rode last night. You don't hear those sirens at your house. You don't see the people there to pick your body up, do you? You know, God's been mighty. He's done thousands of things for you since yesterday. Thousands. Amen. My God. Just think of the goodness of Jesus. Somebody said, when I think of the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, my soul will cry out hallelujah. Thank God for the thousands of things he did for me between yesterday and today. I know people that when the Lord does so much for them, they don't even recognize. They go and give the glory and go and be nice to another God. You got to. It's a terrible thing. Amen. Terrible thing. God has been mighty, mighty good to you. Amen. And if you can recognize that he's done one thing for you, I'm going to give you a moment to think of his goodness. and then I'm going to ask you to give him praise. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let him trick you. Open your mouth and give the Lord praise and adoration for what he's done for you. And I'm trying to get you a mighty blessing. This is what we call the Spectacular 20, and we own, I mean, this is the 89th, I believe. Somebody help me here. I believe it's the 89th day of our 100-day fast for this prayer line. I'm just trying to give you order. That's where you are, 89. Oh, my God. And you owe the Lord some praise for being so good to you. My God, I just want to thank God for that. Amen, that he's brought this prayer line to the 89th day of that 100-day fast. We started when we had gone 80 days. That was on last Sunday. Amen. Not just the past Sunday, but the Sunday before last. That's what I mean. This is 89 days of your fast. Amen. Why don't you give him some glory and some praise? Have you thought about it? He's been mighty good to you. I'm opening the prayer line, and everybody everywhere from every area code, don't be lacking and don't crawl. Amen. Open your mouth in the name of Jesus, and let's give the Lord some sure enough praise this morning. Are you awake? Let's give him
hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for what you're going to do.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Worthy
today, Lord.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm liking my new assignment, and my new assignment is to help people worldwide to realize how good God has been to you. We do praise him, and we just give him adoration for all things, for what he's done. He's been so marvelously good to all of us. God bless you. I want to open up a scripture this morning. I had it a while ago. Amen. And I want to open it up to you. Yeah. I want to open up the wisdom seminar to you. Let's think about, all right, on the wisdom seminar. Oh, my God. All right, go to Jeremiah 32 and 26 and 27. I believe the Lord here speaking, I believe he's speaking to Abraham. All right. It says, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah. Oh, he's speaking to Jeremiah here, saying, I know Abraham said the same thing. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And then there is the question, is there anything too hard for me? Amen. Abraham asked that question too. Is there anything too hard for God? But the Lord asked Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for me? The Lord is speaking to Jeremiah. Is there anything too hard for me? I want to ask you, is there anything too hard for the Lord, for God? Amen. Go ahead and say a word about it. Have you ever in your spirit came to that conclusion that there is nothing too hard for God. Amen. Who will give us your take on that? All right, that's Jeremiah 32:26. Jeremiah 32:26-27. The Lord came to Jeremiah, and he said, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" All right, the line is open to you. Anybody want to say a word about that? That you found out that there's nothing too hard for God. He did some spectacular things for you. You ought to be able to say a word. Say a word. Amen. Say a word. All right. The line is open to you. Jeremiah 32:26-27. All right. Thanks to God. Who wants to speak on that?
Oh, 913 Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. No, sir. There is nothing too hard for God. He's the maker of heaven and earth. We know and we see that. So we know there's nothing too hard for him to do. And he delivered me from a world of sin, full of drugs and alcohol overnight, 15 years of drug addiction overnight. Went to a church and the pastor said, God is going to visit someone tonight. And I received that. And he came by and he visited me. All those years ago in my sleep, woke me up, talked with me, spoke with me, told me that he was going to give me a new mind and a new heart. And I woke up the next morning with a new mind and a new heart. So I know there is nothing too hard for God.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. That question has been asked in the Word of God at least 3-4 times. Samuel did it too. Jeremiah, the Lord asked him, is there anything too hard for me? All right. Somebody else, the line is open to you. Who on this line can say that you tried it and that there's nothing too hard for God? The line is open to you, thanks to God.
Amen. This is Mother Wilson this morning. I thank God for him being God, and I thank him for his prison, and I thank him because there is nothing too hard for God, excuse me, because he wakes us up every morning, and he gives us our mind to think, and he gives us a way to go, and he has us to know that he is nobody God but God, and how he open up the way for us, scooped out the Red Sea. He made the sea and the ocean and whatever, and put everything here for us to enjoy. Nobody God but God. Can't nobody do that but God. And we just appreciate him for what he has done for us, because he opened up the way for us to have whatever we have, and then gave his only begotten son for us to let us know that he is for us, and if he is for us, who can be against us? I just praise God for everything and everybody on the prayer line this morning. God bless you and continue to pray for me.
Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Who on here who has been so sick that the doctors gave you up and you had a little talk with Jesus? Saints prayed for you. And you on here and you can say that you know without a doubt, there's nothing too hard for God. Who on here was ever, the devil tried to kill you, and you just hollered the word, Jesus, and God turned it around, and you know that there's nothing too hard for God. Who on here, on your job, they try to sabotage you, and you just call on Jesus, and you know that there's nothing too hard for God. Who on here had your back against the wall so hard and looked like you would never come through that situation? You called on the Lord and he fixed it for you. Somebody on here ought to be a testimony. And the line is open to you. Thank God for all we've had. I'm asking two or three more of y'all. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Yes, praise the Lord. I would be remiss if I would not tell of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I took my little Porsche and I was driving and I went through a brick wall into a department store. Ha! And went into the department store. And God told me that I could get myself out of the car. I was in there. I could take that seatbelt off and unbuckle it. And one voice said, "You can't." And another voice told me,
"You can.
You can do it." And I had broken every bone in my face, in my nose, and all I could see the blood, it's the windshield. But I took my time, and I did what he told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened up the door, the police, the fire department, and the people that were standing around said, "My God, she got herself out." We were wondering how, if we could get that one door open. But you open it. There must be somebody with you. And then they took me out, put me in the ambulance, and the police rolled back there with me. And when I got to the hospital, I said, boys told me to just go to sleep in another floor. And I told the officer, I'm gonna sleep. He said, "Oh, no, the way you prayed in this ambulance, you're going to come up, you're going to wake up. You're not going to leave here." No, police, you're not. "Because you said that you saw an angel." I saw the angel. I said, "God, you promised me a long life. You said with long life would you give me, with long life, and you would satisfy me with long life." And God, you said if I had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, I could say to this mountain, "Be thou removed, cast into the sea," and it would happen. God, you pardoned the Red Sea for the Israelites. Oh, God, you're not a man that you should lie, not a son of man that you should repent. You promised, Father. You promised. You promised. And my husband, and what time, at that time he was driving, he said he and his son, my son, pulled over. They were on the highway, and he said, "I don't know what's going on, but your mama's in trouble." Then he said, he began to say, "Father, you promised her a long life. You done promised." He was a country boy, kind of. "You done promised. You done promised. You done promised. And you can do this thing. I'm still here. After all I've been through, I'm still here."
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Still here. I could go on and on and on, but all I can say is, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. There is none greater. Nobody's greater. You promised. I believe it. That is settled. In Jesus' name, I give him all the praise, all the glory.
What a testimony. God bless you. God bless you. That's Evangelist Gloria Ellington. And we thank God for that. My. All right. God bless you. I'm out of time on those testimonies. We'll come back and get it tomorrow. Is there anything too hard for God? Maybe we'll have Abraham to ask the question tomorrow. He knew too. Amen. God asked Jeremiah. Amen. Abraham spoken out. Amen. And we'll get some more testimonies tomorrow of you who know that there is nothing too hard for God. God bless you. Amen. I do want to get some prayer requests, and we'll have some prayers today for you. You need a miracle. This is for you. Just give your prayer request. It's not a gossip line. Amen. This is a line where we're trying to find out what you need. If you have a problem, God can solve it. If you have the faith, He sure can solve it. Amen. If you have the faith to believe. Amen. The line is open to you. Amen.
This Ambassador Jolene Garnett, I request a prayer for Mother David. She lost her sister yesterday. And a prayer for the Garnett. And more men come on the prayer line and the youth line and the blog line. And also for the Johnson family.
Thank you,
God bless you.
Did you say for the Barnetts too?
Garnett.
Barnett.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. And for the prayer lines and for our family, the Johnson family. God bless
yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you for remembering us. Yes, you.
Okay.
All right, anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Renee McKnight.
All right.
Pastor Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to pray for me. Something's going on with my body. You know how you feel sometimes that something's going wrong? I need prayer.
All right. God bless you. Raise your hands right now.
Okay, good.
Say these words, Lord, I say yes to you.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, say these words. Lord, I say yes to you.
Lord, I say yes to you.
Yes to your way and yes to your will.
Yes to your wills and yes to your ways.
No, yes to your way and yes to your will.
Yes to your will, way,
yes
to your will.
Amen. And Lord, I surrender all to you.
I surrender all to you.
No, no. Listen to me very carefully.
Yes,
because
sir.
I'm doing this on purpose. Say these words. Lord, I surrender all to you.
Lord, I surrender all to you.
Lord, touch me right now.
Lord, touch me right now.
In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil.
Lord.
No. In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil.
In the name of Jesus, I bind you, devil.
Say it again. In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil.
In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil.
There you go.
There you go.
Whip your hands now. Father, in the name of Jesus, here's a willing vessel to obey you. I'm asking you to let her faith go even stronger. Thank you for her faith even now. Increase her faith. Lord, thank you for how you blessed her, how you brought her. And I'm asking you to anoint these hands that are raised. The blood of Jesus on her hands, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus on our hands. Is there anything too hard for you, Lord? Anoint these hands with the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm. And when she lays her hands on her body, let the blood cover. The blood cover.
Yes.
Yeah, the blood. The blood of Jesus. And heal her by the wound in your side, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I ask it for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. Take those hands and anoint yourself. The blood of Jesus. Is there anything too hard for God, Sister Renee?
No, sir.
What enemy is stronger than the blood of Jesus? Anoint yourself with the blood of Jesus. It's in the spirit realm on your hands. And then also anoint your eyes. Anoint the back of your head, right, the stem, right by your neck, the back of your head. Anoint that with the blood of Jesus. Say the blood of Jesus. Say it. Say it. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus.